You were both drunk on an evening when you had a fight.
Pet co-owners couldn't get along.
I was trying to be civil with her to try and see the dog because she took the dog away from me and wouldn't let me see the dog.
So this former couple unleashed their anger.
You had an argument, you were fighting, you went to get the dog.
She grabbed Simon, the dog, by his leg, went to hit me and accidentally hit him.
I just want you to tell me how her windshield got broken.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
20-year-old Danielle Reese is suing her ex-girlfriend, 21-year-old Kristen Fredrisi, for money she paid for a Shih Tzu puppy and for smashing her windshield.
Order. All rise.
Case number 554 on the calendar in the matter of Reese versus Fredrisi.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Ms. Reese, you and the defendant were a couple for a period of time.
Yes, for 3 years.
And what you did foolishly was get a dog together.
Yes.
And you want me to resolve the issue of the dog?
Yes.
When did you separate?
We separated on February 8th, 2018.
And when you were together, were you living in the same house?
No. We were going to move in together.
But you weren't living in the same house?
Correct.
When did you get the puppy?
We got the puppy on January 12th, 2018.
Oh, so you had the puppy a relatively short period of time?
Yes.
A couple of weeks. And who has had the puppy since February 8th?
She's had the puppy since February 8th.
You bought the puppy from whom?
We bought the puppy from Pet Ranch.
How much was the total cost of the puppy?
The total cost for...
I'm asking her.
The total cost was $1,124.25.
How much did you pay?
I paid that day. I paid $1,091.94, and I have receipts for that as well.
And how much did you pay?
Well, see...
Not a well. Not a well.
I paid $629.
And you have...
Yes, check for have the receipts for that.
Okay, I'd like to see both receipts.
I have one of her receipts also. It was in my wallet, and I just found it.
The whole thing, the receipt?
Yeah.
I need a receipt for the money, or a check, or whatever.
And I have the original documentation.
This is the receipt,
dog, if you
and here's
see
for the PayPal, because I transferred $400 to her account for the dog.
No, no, no. On what date did you transfer $400? Is that what you're showing me, that you transferred $400 to
her
account?
Yes, for the dog, because she did not have the money for the dog. She put it all on her credit card.
Excuse me, Your Honor.
Just a second. On what date did you transfer $400 to her account?
January 12th, she had access to all the money.
Did you hear what I said?
Yes, January 12th.
And you bought the dog on?
We bought the dog on January 12th.
So now I have $400 that you transferred into her account.
Yes.
Was this the first time that you transferred money into her account?
Yes.
In the 3 years that you've been together?
Yes.
Okay. Ms. Fredrisi.
Yes.
I'm going to look at those papers, and they're going to demonstrate that she transferred $400 in cash to your account on the same date that you bought the puppy.
It was actually $388.10, and I have my credit card
just
statement
a
as well.
Just a second. So it's $388. So it's $400.
There was $11 and something taken out for taxes, so it originally was the $400, but I only received $388.
I don't care what you received. You transferred $400 into your account.
Correct.
For the purchase of the puppy.
Via PayPal. Correct.
Let that play with me. I have other things to do today, and this case is actually pretty boring, even for me. Okay, and you had the puppy for a relatively short period of time, and you want the dog?
Yes.
You want the dog? All right, so you give it back the $400. That's easy. Next! What do you want?
So, actually, it wasn't just $400.
That's it! Period. Move on. You're lucky I'm entertaining any part of this dog. People who move in together, or live together, or live separately, pay careful attention to me, who do stupid things like buying animals together that I can't say to you, go out and sell and split whatever you get and then the court is finished with it. I'm giving you the $400 and you should say to me, if you watch this program frequently, thank you. Move on to the next issue. Move on to next issue.
There is, Your Honor, though, a receipt in there for $127 as well for the dog I paid.
I'm going to dismiss your case.
Okay. So for The broken windshield, I paid $300.
Okay. Now, you were both drunk on an evening when you had a fight. That's
she
what
was
I got.
Intoxicated.
I said, you were both drunk on an evening when you got into some sort of an altercation. And I want you to tell me how the windshield got broken in her car.
Sure.
You were a passenger in the car. You had had a fight. The night of the fight was February what?
22nd.
February 22nd.
2018.
Now, you had had an argument. You were fighting. You went to get the dog. I don't care about what happened when you got the dog. Now, you and the dog and the two of you were in the car. Who's driving?
She was driving, and she was intoxicated as well.
Just I know that you were both drinking at this party.
Okay.
Right? I said you were both drinking at the party.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then slept it off a little bit, still arguing. All right, now you're in the car. How did the windshield get broken?
So it was out of self-defense.
I can't understand you when you talk so fast.
Sorry.
I'm a little hard of hearing.
So it was out of self-defense.
Listen to me. Self-defense is a conclusion.
Yes.
That's a conclusion that I make.
Okay.
I just want you to tell me how her windshield got broken.
Sure. So she was driving. I asked her to take me home, and she basically wouldn't. We were in my neighborhood.
That's
I
a
tried
lie.
To get.
I don't want to hear you.
We were in my neighborhood. I tried to get out of the car. She grabbed Simon, the dog, by his leg, went to hit me and accidentally hit him, and then she sped off, speeding through my neighborhood. I was honking the horn, trying to get someone's attention. And be mindful, she also took my cell phone, so I couldn't call the cops, I couldn't call my parents, I couldn't call anyone. And then she was driving
just
like
a... Just a second, listen to me carefully.
Yes.
Simon, the puppy, wasn't with you at the party where you were both drinking.
No.
Simon, the puppy, was at whose parents' house?
She was at her house. Her mom was watching him.
Just a second. So after you both left the party, you had to go someplace and get Simon.
Correct.
You went to her house to pick up Simon,
yep,
the puppy, and the intention was for her to drive you home.
Me and Simon.
You home. That was the intention.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so basically...
And you got into the car with her,
mm-hmm,
voluntarily.
Yes.
How did her windshield get broken?
So after asking her to take me home, her speeding off, not letting me out of the car, I was yelling, I was crying, I was hysterical.
You were drunk, yes.
I was
keep going.
Scared.
Keep going.
Okay. And so I kicked her windshield, and it did break. It fully did break.
Okay.
I am admitting to that.
Okay, can I see, please, the bill for fixing the windshield?
I paid for it in cash, Your Honor, but there's a receipt, so I do not have the bank statement.
Phone.
So for the broken phone, I was still trying to be okay with her.
Just a second. How did the phone get broken?
She smashed it into the ground.
Where?
At my house.
You mean when you were getting Simon?
No.
Just a second.
No.
No. When?
This was about 2 weeks after, because we decided that I was trying to be civil with her to try and see the dog, because she took the dog away from me and wouldn't let me see the dog.
Just a second. Okay. So she came to your house.
Yes.
To see the dog 2 weeks later.
No, I wanted to see the dog. So
you went to her house?
No, she came to my house.
Okay, so she brought the dog to your house.
Yes. Incorrect.
Okay. And?
And we got in an altercation about the dog, basically. Well, it started off...
I don't care. She owes you $700. $400 for the dog, $300 for the windshield. We're done. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Your Honor.
For the $200 for the phone, because I do have a witness who saw her smash my phone.
Your witness, that is not credible. She wasn't there.
Excuse me. You
have a great day.
Thank you so much. Thank you. You should fix your lipstick.
It's all just for money. It's all for a show.
Her parents didn't even know we were together, didn't even know we were moving in together, and didn't even know we were engaged.
Everything's a joke to her.
Obviously, her parents don't know. Zip.
She thinks she's gonna get famous?
Yeah, you icky no-no. Icky no-no.
She's a child. The whole reason she's even doing this is because of the protection order I got on her.
She deserves what's coming to her.
Watch for the red flag.
I'm definitely moving on to better, someone that knows how to do their lipstick.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Rodriguez versus Ramirez. Step forward.
20-year-old Brianna Rodriguez is suing 22-year-old Jerry Ramirez for the unpaid balance on the Honda Civic she sold him.
Mr. Ramirez, how old are you, sir?
I'm 22.
What do you do for a living?
I work at a restaurant. I'm a server.
In what restaurant?
Ramen by York.
And where is it located?
In Highland Park.
What are your hours of employment, sir?
I'm part-time right now.
What are your hours of employment?
From 6 to 11.
6 p.m.?
Yes. to 11 p.m.
To 11 p.m. And what do you do all day?
I'm starting school again. I just started school.
I don't care what you are doing soon. What do you do now during the day? Which school do you attend now?
I do an online schooling.
So you don't go to school. You do online, which means you work out of your house?
Yes.
And who do you live with?
My parents.
And what do they do?
Construction.
They both work?
Yes.
Are they working today?
No.
Where are they today?
They have regular activities that they do throughout the day. I have a little sister, so they take care of my sister.
What are they doing today?
I have no idea. They're out doing their own thing.
But they're not working today?
No, I don't think so.
And where is your little sister?
With them.
Well, you don't think so. Does that mean that you were home today doing your online school?
No.
What were you doing today?
I had a family emergency today.
I want to hear what the emergency was.
I had a family emergency with my brother. He has liver cirrhosis of the liver.
Yes.
So it was out of nowhere, and we all went to the hospital. And I just got home.
Just a second. What hospital is he in? You just told. Listen to me very carefully, Mr. Ramirez. You just told me a moment ago that your parents were out doing. You don't know what today. They were out doing things. Regular things because they weren't working. That's what you told me 2 minutes ago. You told my staff in the back that you had a family emergency, but just a moment ago you said your parents were out doing their own thing. Now all of a sudden you have a family emergency and everybody was in the hospital.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
It's disrespectful of other people's time when you're late. You see all these people sitting in the gallery? They could have been home 40 minutes ago. I could have been home 40 minutes ago and been on the treadmill if it wasn't for you.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Brianna Rodriguez says Jerry Ramirez owes for the balance on a Honda Civic.
Now, listen to me very carefully, Mr. Ramirez. I'm going to explain something to you about time and other people's time. You purchased a car from Ms. Rodriguez. You didn't know her before you purchased the car from her. Is that correct?
Yes.
You purchased the car from her because you saw the ad online.
Yes.
Correct? And you bought the car and you had an agreed upon price.
Yes.
I'm going to get to the rest of the facts of the case because you didn't finish paying for the car.
Absolutely.
I'm going to get to the facts of the case in a minute. I'm not finished with you about other people's time. I spent a lot of time in school preparing for what I do. All these people work. Do you know what I mean? Work. Full time. They work. They get up in the morning and they don't go to school online. If they went to school, they actually got out, put their behind in a car, drove to school, or went to school. Do you understand? I'm here waiting for you because you couldn't get here on time. Bird is here waiting for you because you couldn't get here on time today. Most important, the lady that you stiffed on the car that you didn't know was here at 1:15, the same time you were supposed to be here. Do you understand? That is disrespectful. Stop tapping. That's disrespectful. It's disrespectful of other people's time when you're late. You see all these people sitting in the gallery? They could have been home 40 minutes ago. If it wasn't for you, I could have been home 40 minutes ago and been on the treadmill if it wasn't for you. She could have been on her way home if it wasn't for you. Do you understand? That's respect for other people's time. And if you're 22 years old and you don't understand that yet, I'm prepared to give you a dress down. Now we understand each other?
Okay, but I had a family emergency.
Listen to me. Mr. Ramirez, I understand your words, family emergency. You told me 5 minutes ago you didn't know where your parents were. They were out doing chores because they weren't working today. And then when you realized where I was going, you went back to your original rote, I had a family emergency. Now, all of a sudden your parents who were out doing chores were at a hospital with your brother who has cirrhosis of the liver? Is that what you're telling me? You forgot about that when I asked you first where your parents were? If I asked you, Mr. Ramirez, where are your parents today? And you said, we were at the hospital with my brother. That I could understand. But when I asked you where they were, uncross your hands. You said to me they were out doing their things because they're not working today. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Perfect. Now, you bought a car from Ms. Rodriguez and you agreed to pay her how much?
$1,600.
You gave her a $500 deposit. She's a trusting soul. He gave her a $500 deposit, and because she probably said to her, I'm going to pay you every month religiously until the $1,600 is paid off, just like you told me you had a family emergency, she trusted you enough to give you the registration for the car, right? Right?
Yes.
And then you were smart enough to register the car in your own name, right?
Yeah, it wasn't registered.
You've never had the car registered?
No, it wasn't registered before.
I don't care whether it was or not. You had it registered in your own name.
Yes.
And that was the last Miss Rodriguez heard from you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I told him if he pays me next week, he's going to have to pay me $1,000.
He doesn't make $500 a month serving, what kind of food do you serve? Ramen?
Yeah.
Ramen, working part-time, he doesn't make $500 a month.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Brianna Rodriguez says Jerry Ramirez owes for the balance on a Honda Civic.
Okay, so now when he purchased the car, he came, he looked like a nice young man, right?
Yes.
And he said, I promise I'll give you what? How much a month?
It was supposed to be $500 every week for 2 weeks.
He was going to give you $500 a week for 3 weeks?
December 12th was supposed to be the first payment of $500, and then December 19th was supposed to be another payment for $500, and the following week was supposed to be a payment of $100.
So what happened on December 12th?
Don't tell me. I'm sorry.
December 12th comes and goes, you don't hear from him.
Yes.
And what happened?
I messaged him. I have text messages to prove it. I messaged him, and he was just giving me the runaround. It took me
That's a conclusion, giving you the runaround. You said, where's my $500? What did he say?
He told me that he was going to go to the DMV to go register because his mom wanted to make sure that the car could be registered. I told him, okay, but he still had to pay me the $500. And he said that he had to spend like $500 for the smog and to register the car. He said that he was going to go try to get a loan or borrow money from his cousin. But I told him if he pays me next week, he's going to have to pay me $1,000 because it's a late payment.
Right. Well, then he was supposed to pay you the $1,000.
Yes.
The following week, $500 a week. He doesn't make $500 a month serving, what kind of food do you serve? Ramen?
Yeah.
Ramen, working part-time, he doesn't make $500 a month. Now, you made a deal with her for $1,600 for her car.
Yeah.
You paid her $500 for the car. You were late coming to court today. When you called the clerk's office in the back, you said, I'm getting off the freeway. Were you riding a bicycle on the freeway?
No.
What were you riding on the freeway?
A car.
Whose car?
Your producer's car.
What happened to your car?
Because I was just getting home from the emergency that I had, and he texted me and was like, hey, I'm in your area, I'll go get you. And I was like, I'm sorry. I was like, I'm just getting home. I just got home, threw on clothes and came. Because I had earlier this morning, I had texted, I had said like, hey, I'm not gonna be able to make it. I have a family emergency. I'm really sorry. Like, is there any way we could push the date or the time? Like, I just-
Early this morning?
Yes.
Early this morning. Well, what was your emergency early this morning?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, early this morning when you called and said, is there any way we could push over the date? What was your emergency early this morning? Not at 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock. What was your emergency early this morning?
The same emergency I had today.
Did you tell the producer that early this morning, that your brother early this morning was in the hospital with an emergency? Early this morning?
Yeah, when I say early, it's like 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock early this morning, yes.
And said?
Is there any way I could extend the a later time or the date, I would really appreciate it.
Is that what you said to her?
Yes.
What about the brother in the hospital with an emergency?
That's why I had texted her saying, is there any way?
That's a significant thing. That way the producer wouldn't have gotten in her car to go find you. Do you understand?
Yeah, I told her.
Do you understand? Where's the car?
What car?
The car that you bought from.
It's parked in front of my house.
Judging for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,100. Thank you very much.
Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I'm glad I could get my money back now.
There was stuff wrong with the car.
It just had to be registered and that was it.
The radiator, the strut, the battery.
He was just dodging me back and forth, didn't want to give me my money.
I wasn't registered in 2 years and she didn't tell me that, so I ended up having to pay out of pocket.
It didn't have back fees at all.
I am sorry for like the whole being late thing.
I can't be so warm-hearted no more towards people.
Everything just happened out of nowhere.
No money, no car.
Yeah, I'm just glad it's over.